Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to the San Diego International Film Festival episode. Going to review a few short films for you. And tonight we're sitting outside with the mobile part of our studio. Planes aren't flying, and it's all good. So, I saw these two great short films. Well, I've seen each film I've looked at has been great. But these films stuck out for me. Of course, they stuck out for me, otherwise I wouldn't be talking about them. The first one was titled The Obituary, and that screens in the Illusion series Saturday, October 7th at 5 p.m. at the Regal Theater, which is at the Horton in downtown. This festival also takes place in La Jolla. And go to SD Film Fest for all the info. I'm going to open a couple of emails here and get some quick synopsis for you, but I want to keep pushing that website because, as I always say, if I told you everything, there'd be no point. So, tonight, of course, a plane has to fly over, but it's all good because we roll with it here at Talking Pictures. And as every filmmaker knows, once you cue sound, somebody makes a noise, a C-stand drops. The boom man has an issue. Anyways, this is going to be a quick one. The Obituary, this was, I want to say, one of the best short films I've seen. And I have had the good fortune of doing this for the better part of almost 8 years. This was our sixth year covering the San Diego Film Festival, third for Talking Pictures. This was just a great slice of life, and I love short films that do that. I love short films don't have to try to be a feature, that don't take 25 minutes to say what they can say in 10. And I love short films that leave you thinking. And basically this film is, just quick synopsis, a penniless writer who dreams of penning the great American novel takes a job writing obituaries to pay the bills. When he shows up at a man's home to get a statement regarding someone's passing, he's confronted with a life or death situation of his own. Now, right now, as a host, as I'm mourning the loss of the great Tom Petty, this film has even more significance because of the thinking of an obituary, maybe even the thought of what our obituary would be. Film's not meant to be that deep. It's not depressing. It's deep, but not depressing. It's a wonderful piece of work. And this is always the problem with short films. You can't say too much. But Jonathan Marshall Thompson is a fantastic filmmaker. The director, this required really understanding the characters, which, of course, every film the director needs to understand the characters. But I love when you watch a film and you know you're really in the hands of someone who's paying attention, who's not going to cheat you, who's not going to give you half-ass, who's not going to let anything pass by. And that's exactly what this film was. So the minute I saw it, I said, you know what, this is going in the review, and it just has to be included. And kudos to the filmmakers, whatever other journey you're on with this film. It is quite an honor to be in San Diego Film Festival, so I know and hope they appreciate it. If you make a film like this, you have to be a good person. You have to have an understanding of there's an older man character and a younger man, and I appreciate it. I'm thankful that I got to see this film. Thank you for reaching out to us. And as I said, when you're reviewing a short film, there's only so much you can say, but I just want to say excellent job. I wish I could say more. The next film is called One Halloween, and it has a couple of amazing twists and turns that I would think were going to happen 20 minutes into a film, 40 minutes into a film. I want to say this film was 12 or 14 minutes. It had me thinking left, and it went right. It had me assuming, which I don't like to ever do. And it was basically about a veteran And it was, let's see, the information that we have here, it's an HBO short playing at the San Diego Film Fest. A female former Army captain who served in Iraq and Afghanistan wrote and directed this, featuring three combat veterans who were wounded. And this is going to premiere on the 8th at 11 a.m. The veterans in film and television and NALIP collaborate on a military film that has been distributed on HBO, and over 25 military veterans worked on this film. Now, of course, I had a personal attachment going into this film, right or wrong, indifferent, politically, whatever. My father was a Vietnam veteran. He's a U.S. Marine. My brother served in Iraq and Afghanistan as a Marine. My little cousin is a captain in the Marines. Little, even though he's a captain in the Marines. And my uncle is a Marine. So right off the bat, this was, I knew it was going to be important to me because I have an attachment to veterans. I did a blog. So, you know, I was just hoping the film wasn't going to be a suicide or a drug overdose or something crazy. So you really want to check this film out. Again, HBO picked it up. It doesn't have info here about if HBO made it. But again, SDFilmFest.com. And support this film. Support the veterans. This is a month before Veterans Day. I'm not going to get political on you or get on my soapbox, but we do need to start paying more attention as we live our lives of complaining because our cell phones are out of battery or Starbucks wasn't fast enough. And I've done that before too, so I'm not talking bad. But support this film, even if it's just to support veterans. It's a great, great movie. And again, I'm thankful to these filmmakers for including us because they don't have to. And we appreciate them reaching out. And so everyone knows we are not, we are going to be taking a small break from the San Diego Film Festival. We'll have some stuff from the Vancouver International Film Festival for you. We'll be down in San Diego Thursday, so we will be on the scene, as they say. And we're not arrogant or we don't think we're cool. So that was just, I don't know why that came out. Anyways, personal thanks to the filmmaker who sent me the veteran film. It's a very near and dear subject to my heart. And congrats, kudos to you guys. That's going to do it for me on this short episode reviewing short films for the 2017 San Diego International Film Festival. Again, get over to sdfilmfest.com. Take care and aloha.